Time now for Radio Theater on Northland Morning. Christine Seitz is the Artistic and Executive Director of the Duluth Playhouse, and she joins us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater here on Northland Morning. Hey, Christine, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Lisa. Good morning.
Gorgeous morning.
It is a beautiful morning. Actually, right now I'm at the North Shore Theater giving a tour.
Oh, fantastic. Now, that would be something kind of fascinating. Can you share who the tour is, who you're giving the tour to?
I'm giving the tour to my friend, Lane Froelich.
Tell us a little. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who happens to be with the CEO? Would that be the right for a quick trip?
No, I am not. Okay.
Did you just give him a promotion?
Anyway, I'm showing him around the playhouse, so he's kind of new to town here in the playhouse, and so I'm giving him the inside scoop. Do you want some too, Lisa?
I would love some, as a matter of fact. Well, you know, we just talked this morning. We had a little feature. We have a little feature called A Look at Legacy, and we talked about a theater, the Hollywood Theater in Minneapolis. Uh-huh. And how that got some legacy money so that they can restore that theater. Also, my hometown of Rochester had a big moment not that long ago when Barnes & Noble elected to leave the Chateau Theater that they had moved into when the Chateau Theater closed downtown. The Chateau Theater, another one of those gorgeous historic theaters that everybody adored. And so people take their, how come you think people take their movie theaters so seriously?
Well, you know, I think that it's the experiences. It's personal, you know, and it's, so I think for our community, the North Shore is a sense of community pride. I mean, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to talk to someone who's, you know, lived here, been born and raised here, that hasn't had a personal experience with the North Shore. And I think that's why they feel so passionately about it. I talk to so many people and they'll say, oh, I remember when I saw The Black Stallion, or I remember my first movie. It was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I suppose there are a few of us that remember when it was a vaudeville theater, but most remember coming and seeing those movies on those glorious screens and the days when, you know, it really was an experience. And now, you know, we got mega movies all over the place, and that's why the North Shore is going to be restored back to a performance venue for our community.
Well, a movie theater, a movie in the theater, even now in this modern era, is still kind of a treat because, of course, now we can have movies, you know, in our jammies sitting on the couch. And to actually go out to a movie theater and sit and have the theater darken, you know, and the surround sound kind of thing. It's not the same, but it's still kind of a big deal.
You know, I guess that's how I feel about live theater. It's not the same as TV. It's nice to get dressed up and come in and watch these people live on stage. It's just, there's nothing, there's no comparison in my mind. Hey, you want to know what's going on at the Playhouse? We got a ton of things happening.
A million things happening. But I got to ask you one more question about the North Shore as long as you're there. We had a chance to talk with Kate Horvath not long ago, and boy, is she moving and grooving with summer workshops for kids. But when you're showing folks around the North Shore and you're kind of giving them the behind-the-scenes tour, it's cool on the outside. It's definitely cool on the outside. But what are people most interested in once they step inside?
Oh, I think, you know, just having a sense of the vision and the once grandeur of the space. You know, I mean, I see when I come in here, I can see it. And, you know, the North Shore is really not that far off in terms of the cosmetic improvements that are needed. So I think when people walk in, they really can get a sense of what it once was and what it can be again.
The structural things, obviously, they're not maybe as apparent to the eye. They obviously have to be addressed first, but it's wonderful that there's enough of the North Shore left that folks can have that vision and can be excited about that vision. That must make the entire project a lot more, a lot easier to get folks interested and excited about.
Well, I think so, yeah.
So, Christine,
we're all in anticipation.
You can hit, we're almost out of time, but you've got a second or two to hit a couple of the Playhouse's high points.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we had game show open last night in the Underground. It's a hoot, and the audience are the live contestants. And I'm telling you, actually, in the review said it all, that the audience steals the show. So it's a ton of fun. We have Into the Woods Junior next week, and then in July we have Guys and Dolls opening up. So pretty crazy and pretty festive summer of activities, but why not?
Lots of stuff going on. Christine, thanks a million for joining us this morning, and tour safely, please.
We will. Thank you so much.
Christine Seitz is the executive director and the artistic director of the Duluth Playhouse. She joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. Fridays at 8:30 on Northland Morning, it's Radio Theater.